Yeah, man, welcome to another episode of the Be Limitless Today podcast. I am your host, Jarvis Cobb, and this is another episode in the Root Work series. I think this is number 16. Number 16, man. So for those that don't know, Root Work is a practice of accountability and ownership, starting by creating change within yourself. So during this series, I've been going through a list or a bowl of my notes. These are all notes from COVID. I didn't create any content, but any motivational video I've watched, any sermon, anything I've caught that gave me a spark, that made me think about things, that made me want to implement new things into my life, I wrote it down on a sticky note. So in this series, I've been choosing 5 sticky notes at random and then talking a little bit about where I might have been in my life at the time when I wrote it, some principles I get from it, or some things I've implemented since getting this word. So let's get started. If you can fight your discouragement, you can reach your destiny. If you can fight your discouragement, you can reach your destiny. Number one, this one is telling me that discouragement is going to come. So any new thing you start, any new goal you have, anything that you want to change in your life and you've decided, you finally made the decision to take steps towards it, you're going to get discouraged. You're going to get those negative thoughts. You're going to have some things that push back. You might have some people that push back on you. You might start hearing some things about you that you didn't know people were saying about you. But the fact that you've decided to change and make a new light and make a new way for your life, it's going to bring about those thoughts. It's going to bring about those negative things from people, from outside sources, even from yourself. Because before this point, you may not have been doing this thing. You may have been talking about doing it for a long time, but you've never really taken action towards it, or you've started it and quit. So now in your mind, this is just another round of you saying you're going to do something, getting started on it, and then quitting 2 weeks in, a month in. And this could be a fitness goal. That's where a lot of us get, you know, stuck at, and we find ourselves going through the same cycle. Me personally, I was at 260 for a year. And I kept saying, you know, I'm going to lose weight. Of course, I can lose weight if I want to. I'll start, but then a holiday will come up. Or I'll start, and then somebody's birthday, and now we're going out to dinner, and that's a whole weekend that we kicking it with family, and I've eaten terrible that whole weekend. So now I throw the whole thing to the wind. Like, okay, well, I'll just start again next Monday or whatnot. Just always pushing it off. But this is telling me when you start something, you're going to hit that discouragement. But what you do with that is what you do with it determines how far you will go. Just because you are discouraged in moments don't mean you have to quit. Don't mean you have to give up. Just because you find yourself coming up against things or people or negative thoughts doesn't mean you have to shrink back down into that same position that you were before, into that position that you did not want to be anymore. So you decided to make a change. So stick to it. And knowing that the discouragement is coming kind of helps you prepare for it. It helps you understand that, yeah, I'm going to hit that roadblock, but this time I'm going to keep moving forward. This time I'm going to keep taking steps. This time is going to be different. Make it different this time. And if you do, you might just reach your destiny. Let's go to number 2. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world. So this has a spiritual undertone to it, more so speaking of the worldview versus a God view, the worldview versus your spiritual view. So it's going into a situation, going into something that you may not have full understanding of. You may not know what's going to happen next. You may not have all the confidence in yourself to continue to take steps forward. But in that moment, what you rely on, what you default to, will determine if you are successful in that venture. If you go off of what the world is, but basically what the common thought patterns about that is, what people outside of a relationship with God or a spiritual relationship, what they might say, what they might feel, what they think is right. And in their minds, they are 100% right. They have nothing to weigh it on. They just think they're giving you good advice when they tell you that you can't do something. When they tell you that nobody in our family has been able to do that, so why would you be different? When they tell you that, man, all marriages have their tough parts, and you know, most people end up in divorce. So you probably gonna end up in divorce too. You might not want to go down that route. In their minds, they're telling you good information, but they are coming from a worldly view of things, which is typically very selfish, very self-centered, very egotistic, you know, very envious. People tend to want to keep you at the same level that they're at. They tend to keep you wanting to think at that same level, and they feel if they've gone through something, have had some heartaches and had some setbacks, that everybody else should or will go through the same things. But a godly point of view is, God is my source. God is directing my path. If I follow the principles I get from God, he then will set my path and make all things work to the good and make all things work to the best and in his will. If I keep my focus on my relationship with God, I'm not so focused on who hurt me, who did this to me, who said X, Y, and Z about me. Keep your focus on your spiritual relationship with God as you're going through the things that you want to go through, and that will quiet the noise, man. That's one of the hardest things to do in this life, is just quiet the noise. It's so many opinions, so many people having something to say. Social media just gives everybody the outlet to comment and critique everything that you do. So therefore, you have to take ownership of that. You have to take ownership of, who do I listen to? How much am I going to listen to that? Am I going to go on social media? Am I going to watch certain things? What should I cut off? What should I spend my time on? These are all things you can control. So understand that you have more power than you give yourself credit for. And you can control what comes in, what you listen to, and what you let your heart take heed to and hold on to. I would encourage you to get spiritual, get heavy into your spiritual relationship, get into the foundations of that relationship, and live off of those principles. And everything else is going to be what it's going to be, man. If you've seen it too. You've seen plenty of people out in the world pretending to live a certain way, situations pretending to look a certain way, but they typically don't go well. So why would you go down that same route? Why would you listen to those people? Why would you watch that stuff? Why would you fill your mind with that negativity or with those visions that will continue to replay over and over and seep its way into your goals and what you want to achieve in your relationships, at your job, in your business, in your side hustle, in your fitness? Monitor what you allow in. What you allow in will dictate your actions, and your actions will dictate if you will be successful or not. That's up to you. Let's do number three. Oh yeah, I like this one. The enemy doesn't have to use some big life event to stop you or shame you. He works in the little things. If he can get you to question if it's enough, if you're a good spouse, if you're man enough, if you're a good mom, that can steal your joy and stop you from using your gifts. So this is something I had to learn, you know, just going in my spiritual journey, getting closer with God, building my relationship there, and starting to find out, you know, the patterns and the dangers I should watch out for when it comes to my mindset and the thoughts that come into my mind. So with this, it's talking about the enemy, it's talking about Satan, it's talking about negativity, negative thoughts, they don't have to be some big event to stop you. Like, one of the big events in my life was I was playing college basketball night before conference championship game. We're in practice. We're not playing. We're not practicing hard at all. Coach gets into us. So, of course, I'm amped up now. So the very next play, I get a steal. I'm driving down. I go for a layup. Somebody try to block my shot and fall on my knee. And I tear my ACL, MCL, calf muscle, and meniscus all in one shot, just like that. So that's a big event that stopped me from doing something that I love. Basketball was my life. Everything I was doing was to be better and to be more effective on the basketball court. And that was taken away from me in a flash. I've always thought that's how the devil worked. The devil will do something big or major to try to stop me from going after a goal in my business, in my fitness, in my relationship with my wife and my son. Like, I always was thinking something big would happen. But the more and more I'm reading and learning and developing this relationship and figuring things out, it's not so much the big things. It's more so just small thoughts. It's little thoughts that get you starting to question. So he lets you do the work of questioning yourself, building on those, thinking that you're not adequate. Why am I not doing something? Am I a quitter? Am I a procrastinator? Do I not love this person as much as I think I love them? Do I not care? Are they doing enough for me? Do they think that they could just take advantage of me? Is that what it is? Or do my boss think that I'm not good enough to get the promotion? Is that what he thinks? Do my spouse think that I'm gonna just do all the work and they don't have to do anything? They can just boss me around all day. Is that what they think? It's those little thoughts, those little nuggets that will continue to replay and replay. I'm not enough. I don't have the relationships. I don't have the skill set. I don't know who to talk to. I don't know where to start. Where am I going to start? I've been thinking about this for 2 years now. I've been trying to start this business, but you know, I don't really know what to do. I don't have nobody that could teach me how to do this. Those are the thoughts that the enemy will put in your head to get you to go down that rabbit hole. And then eventually what happens? You shut it down. You can't handle it no more. It becomes overwhelming to kind of think about all the stuff you are not, all the stuff you can't, all the stuff you don't have. And then with social media, you can see somebody else doing it. You it's somebody that you look up to that's in that same space that you like, ah, oh, man, I'm not them. I don't have what they have. I am not as good of a speaker as they are. I am not as good of as an artist, or I cannot make videos like that. Man, I don't even know technology like that. How am I supposed to create something as good as them to get the attention that they got? Little thoughts. It's those little thoughts that get you in trouble if you allow yourself to focus on them and replay them over and over and over again. So this is telling you, and I think this was a Stephen Furtick teaching, but this is telling you to not allow those questions to overrun everything else you're trying to do. Don't allow one situation to where you might have, you know, forgot to give the baby his nighttime medicine, or you forgot to give the baby his midday bottle, and now you feel like, am I a good parent? Am I really on top of my game? Or your son or something gets hurt, and now it's, am I negligent? Am I supposed to be watching them closer? Could I have done something different? Am I not focused enough? Am I not giving them enough attention? Is this going to mess up his development? Like, it goes. So understand that thoughts are just thoughts. And the ones that you decide to focus on are the ones that you will eventually take action on. So if you want to have positive results in your life, stick to positive thoughts and rerun those. Because I'm telling you, it could go downhill really quick. And I'm learning this in marriage. you might have a thought about something and it's not the case at all. You might have thought they looked a certain way when you did something, or they're questioning if you're capable, or you know, thinking that you may not be the best spouse for them, or you may not be the best person, or am I really good at being a husband? Am I really good at this marriage thing? Man, it's a lot of work, and I don't know if I'm able to. Don't let those thoughts run wild, people. Stop them in their tracks. Focus on the fact that you are in a relationship, that you do have a spouse. And if they married you, then they love you. If they married you, then you've done something right. Focus on the things you've done right. Focus on those thoughts that will lead you forward. Focus on those growth thoughts. And mainly, it starts within yourself. Root work. That's us. We do the work here first, and then we look outward. But until we get all this done, which is going to be a long time before you get yourself in a complete state. So until you get all this done, don't let those thoughts try to put it on anybody else, anything else. The lack of money, the lack of time, the lack of friends, the lack of resources. Don't allow it. You control it. So control where your thoughts are, people. Let's go to number four. I think I did this one once before, but I like the fact that it's in there a couple of times because it was huge for me. This one says, God is not out to get me. He is in it with me, working through me, fighting for me. God is not out to get me. He is in it with me, working through me, fighting for me. And this, again, a Stephen Furtick sermon, and I just related to everything that he was saying in this one, man. He was saying that it wasn't a outward thing that he spoke about. It wasn't something that he's ever put words to, but he always had like this undertone feeling that God was trying to set him up to fail. Like God was giving him these thoughts and these things to go after, knowing that he wouldn't be able to do it, and that somehow, some way, he would fall on his face and be shamed, or, you know, be embarrassed. And I didn't realize I had that same feeling, but I definitely did. I definitely just felt like God was putting all these big visions in my head. Cause I mean, it's big visions that I have for my life, like billionaire visions that I have for my life. And it just feels like, man, God gave me all these big things to think about, but I ain't there and I ain't nowhere near there and I don't have a clue. And he gave me this brand idea and I'm not building this brand at the pace that it should be at. I don't know where to take this thing. I don't know what to do with X, Y, and Z. I've had that same undertone feeling that God was just setting me up as if it was a big joke, as if it was just something that wasn't real. And this just reminded me that God is not out to get me, man. That would make no sense. That would be extremely cruel for God to give you a vision on something and then not make it possible for you to reach that vision. And I don't believe we have a cruel God. So I had to rework my thinking, rework my mindset around it. God is not out to get me, man. He gave me these visions for a reason. It is me who's creating those specks of doubt and specks of inadequacy and specks of what if? What if I fail? What if I am shamed? What if I say I'm going to do this thing and I don't achieve it? What are people going to think about me then? What's my family going to think? I'm still doing the work. I'm not talking like I'm a finished product, man. I am still pushing through those thoughts, pushing through those feelings, and just getting a better understanding that the visions God gave to me are for me, and he wants me to reach them. And just because I don't know how to get there doesn't mean it's not going to happen. That's another one I get stuck on too, is I don't know how that's going to happen. So I'm going to I'll try this, but I don't know if I'm giving my all because maybe that's not the right thing. Maybe I should be doing this over here. And I get a lot of like bouncing back and forth, which, you know, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. It's if you aren't focused and committed to something and made the decision that this is what you're going to do, you're unstable. You're not going to achieve either side. You're not going to get anywhere but back to the same place you were. So know that God is in there with you. Know he's working through you. Know he's fighting for you. And the visions that he has given to you are achievable by you. But he has got to be your source to get there. You can't look to the world. You can't look to social. You can't look to your family. You can't look to your parents, your spouse. You can't look to anybody else to tell you how to get there. Go to the source that gave you the visions and then work that thing all the way through, people. All right, number five, man. We almost out of here.
Come on, last one. Number five.
If you had the strength and courage you think you need, what would you go do? Go in the strength you have. If you have the strength and courage you think you need, what would you go do? Just go in the strength you have. Man, this one was showing me that I was making excuses. I was flat out making excuses for things. My health was a major one that I can point to that I was making excuses with. And like I said, I was 264 a year. Right around the holidays last year, I got a 269.8, so 270, basically. And I was making excuses. I was thinking, I need a gym membership. I need to go to the gym, or I need to look up the protein powders and the BCAAs and the creatine and the glutamine. I need to get all those powders first to start losing weight. I need to get a coach to start losing weight. I don't know how to drop weight anymore. Like, all my fitness knowledge is out of date. I was making excuses, excuse upon excuse, until I made a decision. Go in the strength you have. Go with the knowledge you have. Do what you did before. I've always been one to where I can learn something pretty quickly. So YouTube and Google has been the best university in my life. I've learned so much more from YouTube and Google than any institution I've ever been to. And now in that moment, I was thinking that I didn't know the knowledge and I couldn't get the knowledge. I needed somebody else to teach me. I need to buy this course. I need to do all this other stuff to take action towards what I wanted. And it wasn't true. It wasn't true at all. I decided to take action. I decided to look up some new material. I decided that I'm not going to take any pills. I'm not going to take any fat burners. I'm not going to take any powders outside of protein powders for my meals. So what I decided to do, I decided to get on a calorie plan. So I stayed under a specific number of calories. I stopped eating at a specific time. I drank a gallon of water or more a day, and I was able to lose 33 pounds in 6 months. From January 4th to July 4th, I lost 33 pounds. And this was without any extra stuff, without any coach, without anything else. I prayed on what I needed to do. God gave me a thought to go do, so I did that. And then I implemented that information, and 33 pounds later, I'm down to my pre-COVID weight. And now I'm working towards getting the superhero body. Man, dude, you have more in you than you know. You don't give yourself enough credit, especially for the stuff you've been through in your life already. People, you've been through some tough stuff. I know everybody got their own thing, man. Everybody has their own thing, but the fact that you are still here watching this video, making moves in life, you know, haven't hurt anybody, haven't found yourself in prison, haven't done something to hinder your life to an extent to where you can't make steps forward, that is a testament to your strength. That is a testament to your courage. You have more in you than you give yourself credit for. Understand that. So when you get a thought, when God gives you a vision, he gave you the vision in the place where you can take a step towards it. You may not be able to take all the steps. You may not be able to lift the whole weight of it right now, but you can lift a piece. You can lift a part. You can lift a corner. You can start somewhere. So that's where you should shift your mind to. Quit thinking that you have to do all of it at once. That's where we get so stuck on not having the strength, not having the courage to do something, because we think we have to go from level zero to level 100 in a matter of a week. We think we need to be New York Times bestseller ready without writing the first chapter of the book. Write the book. Write the first chapter. Write the first page. Write the first paragraph first. You don't know how that's going, how it's going to shake out. You don't know what life experiences you're going to gain while you start this journey. But that's the point, is you have to start the journey. You have to make it a point to make a step towards something. And as you take the steps, you will gain more strength. You will gain more confidence. You will gain more courage to take the next step. Man, I've had it in acting. I've had it in my fitness. I've had it in marriage. I've had it in fatherhood. I've had it in my business. I had it in this brand. It's, you just take a step. Take a step. And as you take the step, your questions will change. As your questions change, now the knowledge that you gain changes. And the more competent you become, the more confident you become. The more you start to know, understand, and learn about what you're trying to go after, whether it's a relationship, a business, a promotion at work, being a good father, being a good mother, being a good spouse, as you start to get more and more competent about your role and how you are to operate, you get more confident in taking steps and doing things and speaking about it and standing on what you believe. And I want everyone to get that, man. I want everyone to get that foundation of I can do. I can do. I may think there is a limit, but I've seen that people have lived above that limit. So let me find my way above there. Let me find my way to a blissful relationship. Let me find my way to happiness and joy as soon as I wake up. Let me find my way to fulfillment in my job, in my passion, in the things that I put my time towards every day. It's so possible. And it's so much more closer than you realize. And you are so much more capable than you realize. I'm doing a lot of souls and much, but I want you to understand that you are a beast. You have that beast in you. You have that strength. You have that giant in you. And you have the potential to go and do something. As long as you move past that potential into action, you can become whatever you want to become, man. And I'm going to leave it at that. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for rocking with your boy. Be sure to subscribe, man. Keep in contact with me. I'm going to be dropping these every week. So keep close. Make sure you don't miss none of them. Leave a comment down below. Let me know some things you're going through. I always respond. So you will get me responding if you put a comment down below. I love talking to you. I love helping people. So throw it out there. Give me that opportunity to help, man. We always say negative news is freely given. Positive news must be searched for. And if you can't find it, then you create it. So go and create some positive news this week. I'll catch you guys in the next episode.